How to Gain Spiritual Strength, April 24th. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The Holy Spirit is beside every true searcher of God's Word, enabling him to discover the hidden gems of truth. Divine illumination comes to his mind, stamping the truth upon him with a new, fresh importance. He is filled with a joy never before felt. The peace of God rests upon him. The preciousness of truth is realized as never before. A heavenly light shines upon the Word, making it appear as though every letter were tinged with gold. God Himself speaks to the heart, making His Word spirit and life. Eternal life is the receiving of the living elements in the Scriptures, the doing of the will of God. This is what is meant by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. It is the privilege of all to partake of the bread of heaven by studying the Word, and thus gain spiritual sinew and muscle. A rich banquet is set before those who accept Christ as a personal Savior. Day by day, as they partake of His Word, they are nourished and strengthened. Why do God's people pass by the words of the great teacher? Why do they rely upon human beings for help and comfort, when they have the great and grand promise, "He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." Those who partake of the banquet provided for them will gain an experience of the highest value. They will see that in comparison with the Word of God, the Word of man is as chaff to the wheat. In every plan we make, we must act with entire dependence upon God, else we shall be deceived by a semblance instead of the reality. By reason of the waste in the body, the blood must be constantly renewed by food. So with our spiritual life. The Word must be daily received, believed, and acted upon. Christ must dwell in us, energizing the whole being, renewing the lifeblood of the soul. His example is to be our guide. In our dealing with one another, we must reveal His sympathy. There must be a real working out of Christ's grace in our hearts. Then we can say with the Apostle, "I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Christ's life abiding in the soul is the cause of joy and the pledge of our glory.